Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we'll concentrate on music for two feast days, the Solemnity of All Saints on Wednesday and the Solemnity of All Souls on Thursday. The Solemnity of All Saints, also called All Hallows' Eve, has been continuously celebrated in one form or another since the 4th century AD. This Christian celebration was meant to commemorate the lives of martyrs, those killed because of their beliefs. The feeling was then, and is now, that there is a powerful spiritual bond between those in heaven, called the Church Triumphant, and those on earth, called the Church Militant. At some point, individual commemorations of Christian martyrs became unworkable. Under the Roman Emperor Diocletian, the last of the pagan Roman emperors, the number of martyrs greatly exceeded the number of days in the year. The current celebration, initiated by Pope Gregory in the 8th century, established a day for the celebration of all martyrs or saints, and the date, which had been unfixed, was set as November 1st. It has since become designated a solemnity, one of a handful of special annual feast days. Now, you might already know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar. And 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Requiem Mass, by the 15th century Renaissance composer Johannes Ockeghem. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. We hear just 3 of these today. All of these will be sung as parts of Ockeghem's Missa pro Defunctis, or Mass for the Dead. And we'll also enjoy 3 parts of the ordinary of Ockeghem's Mass. So let's get started with our introit, Requiem Aeternam, from the Missa pro Defunctis of Johannes Ockeghem.
Thank you.
That was the beginning of our Requiem Mass for All Saints Day by Johannes Ockeghem. Now we shall proceed to Ockeghem's Kyrie from the same Mass and sung, like the introit, by the Hilliard Ensemble. We've heard the Kyrie from the Missa pro defunctis by Johannes Ockeghem, a Franco-Flemish composer of the 15th century. Ockeghem was the most influential European composer in the period between Guillaume Dufay and Josquin des Prez. And he was, with his colleague Antoine Busnois, one of the leading European composers in the second half of the 15th century. In order to better habituate ourselves to the music of Ockeghem, here was a motet he wrote called Alma Redemptoris Mater, sung for us by a group from Great Britain called the Clarks Group.
Thank you.
That was Akagem's motet Alma Redemptoris Mater. Now we'll hear Akagem's gradual on the text Si Ambulem from the 23rd Psalm. If I walk in the midst of the shadow of death, I shall not fear evil. The singers again are the Hilliard Ensemble.
Thank you.
That was the gradual for All Saints Day from Johannes Ockeghem's Missa pro Defunctis. Before we continue with our Nicene Creed, here's a piece by the German early Baroque composer Heinrich Schütz called Selig sind die Toten, Blessed Are the Dead. It's performed for us by the Cambridge Singers. We've been listening to a piece in German by Heinrich Schütz, Blessed Are the Dead, in honor of All Saints Day and All Souls Day. Here now is the spiritual center point of the Mass, the Nicene Creed. We'll hear the familiar Credo III, a chant from the 17th century. It will be sung for us by the monks of the Abbey of Saint Pierre de Solèmes, a center of Gregorian chant in France. Sing along with them, if you like. We've heard the Credo 3 chanted by the monks of Solesmes in France. And now, back to our Requiem Mass by Johannes Ockeghem and the Offertorium. The singers are the Hilliard Ensemble.
Oh.
We've heard the offertorium from Johannes Ockeghem's Missa pro defunctis. But before going on to the Sanctus, here's an All Saints hymn by the 20th century English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, For All the Saints. The performers are the Huddersfield Choral Society in West Yorkshire. Was Ralph Vaughan Williams' hymn for All Saints' Day, For All the Saints. And this brings us to the Sanctus of our Mass Ordinary for today by Johannes Ockeghem. Here the Hilliard Ensemble again bring us this music written almost 600 years ago.
Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, plenis ut caeli et terra gloria tua, Hosanna in excelsis, benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna in excelsis.
That was the Sanctus of today's Mass Ordinary by Johannes Ockeghem. We'll follow this with the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God, of the same Mass.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona ei. solis peccata mundi, dona reis requiem sempiterem.
And with that short Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, of Avakikem's Missa Requiem Mass, we're also at the end of our Mass. All that remains is the communion, in this case a communio, lux aeterna, eternal light, and a concluding post-communio. These bits of Avakikem's Requiem Mass will be sung by the Hilliard Ensemble.
Luce a Deis Domine, cum sanctis tuis in eternum, qui abius est. Requiem aeternam dona eis Domine, et lux perpetua luce cum sanctis tuis in eternum, qui habius est. Requiescat in pace.
We've heard the finale, the communion, and the post-communio of Johannes Avakikem's Missa pro Defunctis. But we simply cannot put an end to today's program without one last hymn, perhaps the best of all for All Saints' Day. It's called When the Saints Go Marching In. This is a traditional Negro spiritual associated forever with New Orleans and also with Louis Armstrong. We'll hear a version recorded in 1959 by the equally immortal Fats Domino.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the sun refused to shine, oh, when the sun refused to shine, I still want to be in that number, when the sun refused to shine. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, I'm going to sing as loud as thunder, oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, number, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, I still want to be in the number, when the saints go marching in.
That, of course, was When the Saints Go Marching In, and the vocalist was Fats Domino. And with that ebullient tune, we must call a halt to today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the motets, the hymns, and Ockeghem's Requiem Mass in honor of All Saints Day and All Souls Day. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend, either on Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, as we celebrate the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time and the beginning of a month of Masses by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. You can listen again to this program and to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 217. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a lovely duo of All Saints and All Souls.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.